Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online. I've kind of mixed up the video tonight. I'm actually going to be at my desk here. It's been quite a long day. It has been roughly almost 12 hours. So I'm going to do a really quick video. I've got my computer on. As you can see, this light shooting up into my face. I wanted to talk, this video is going to be specifically about answering, again, another subscriber's questions. I really actually enjoy answering these questions, as I mentioned before in some of my videos, because I know that there's a lot of subscribers and viewers that have similar questions, if not the exact same question. So if I make a video in response to that, it's a good thumbs up because it helps me to kind of spread the word about the answer to the question to more people. And they get a chance to understand a little bit more. So a lot of you may be thinking a lot about FBA, as I do a lot of videos about Amazon FBA and the benefits to it. So the question in regards to is the fulfillment fees. How do they regulate their fees? How are the fees applied to your products when they are doing the fulfillment? And what is it based on? Is it based on size, packaging, etc.? So I've made a few notes down below here on my computer. I didn't want to print them up. So if I look down for a second, I'm going to go through that. And this information is based upon, of course, information provided by Amazon. But I kind of just recapped everything and kind of made it as short as possible. Because as you know, I don't like to ramble on like I'm kind of doing now. So let me get to the point and get you guys on your way. So, okay, so there's small, large, large 1 pound and large 1 to 2 pounds. And then there's a large 2 pounds and over. Okay, now this is standard size product tiers. These price points and these fees are based on a tier program that Amazon has established. So I'm going to go through them, and I do hope they make sense to you. I'll try to explain them as best I can without going into like a two-hour dissertation. So here we go. FBA fulfillment fees. From January to September, they actually have a set amount of fees for that time frame. And the fourth quarter, from October to December, believe it or not, they actually decrease. They go down slightly. It's really not a huge decrease. But due to the volume of business that Amazon does, which is astronomical during the December, the month of December is just mind-boggling how they do it. Logistically, it just blows me away. So what they have is between January and September, small standard sizes, which is actually 1 pound or less, the fee is $2.41. Now, this is the fee for the product itself. They also have a referral fee, okay? And that is based upon the actual dollar amount. And if I'm not mistaken, it's around a 1%, 1.5%, or 1.25% plus the actual FBA fulfillment fee. So those fees together combined, they will create the fee that you were charged. So, for instance, in some of my videos really quick, I had mentioned that I try to keep, I'm now starting to package products around a 13 to 14 ounce package size. And I do that for a reason, and it's actually in regards to the fees itself. Some of the candy that I make, a pound of it is actually, it's enormous. It's a lot of candy of one specific type. So there's a couple different reasons, but one of the main reasons is actually it reduces my fees, which is great. I can still sell the product. I have it at a price point, and normally that's between $11 to $12. Now, with that being said, between the actual FBA fee and the referral fee, it takes up, as far as a percentage is, it's about 40 to 50% of the retail price point. Now, I know that sounds like a lot, but the product that I'm producing, after all the fees are said and done, I end up walking away with around $6 a bag, $5 and change, to be honest with you. So by making around $5 a bag and selling a few hundred bags a week, you can see how that adds up, okay? These are not price points that are bringing in $20 or $30 or $50 profit per transaction, but I'm selling, the volume that I'm selling is enormous, so it makes up for that, okay? Okay, so small standard size, FBA fee, not the referral fee, okay? FBA fee is $2.40. A large standard size, which is actually 1 pound or less. This again, you have a small and a large, and it's going to be based upon the size itself. And they actually will measure the dimensions. And then they have a large standard size, which is 1 to 2 pounds. That fee is $4.18. Now, when you get over 2 pounds, if you start to, let's say you make four different types of seasoned nuts, and they're 1 pound each, and you put them together and you've got 4 pounds in a package, okay, that would be considered a large standard size over 2 pounds. And those fees are $4.18, just like the 1 to 2 pound size, okay? But it's an additional 39 cents for every pound over, okay? So now you can see how the fees start to add up. But don't get discouraged, because, like, we have a package. There's a package of a 3 pound nut that we offer, a certain type of nut that's seasoned a certain way. 3 pound nut, but we have a price point of like $24, $22.99, okay? So with the fees and the additional 38 cents plus the referral fee, that one we make around $11 to $12 profit for per transaction, okay? So you can kind of see where that you know, as far as the price point being higher and the weight going up, it's fine. It's okay. Because you can, what I mean by that is it's fine, it's okay. You could still make money at selling that specific product, okay? Just because you get that additional 39 cents per pound over 2 pounds, okay, you still have room to make margins. You know, if you're looking to make, you know, if you're not in the food business, if you're in, let's say, electronics and you're selling an $800 camera, you're selling cameras, accessories, and all these really high-priced items, obviously you're moving into a different category. You're moving into a different margin, okay? Yeah, you can walk away with $200 or $300, but I can't begin to tell you the amount of people who sell cameras and sell camera accessories. The competition is just astronomical, okay? That's one thing about, I wanted to tell you really quick, the really advantage that you have, this is really important. If you've got the advantage to having a private label, to producing your own food products, snacks or candies, in many cases, you're going to win the buy box in a lot of the instances. I actually checked first thing this morning. I check our buy box ratio, which is a percentage that you can check through Amazon Seller Central. We get it about 95 to 96% of the buy boxes we win, okay? And that's relatively high. It may sound kind of higher than you may think, but I could actually show you literally we are at about 150 to 200 products that we get the buy box 100% of the time. And they're specific items that we actually make that are, we didn't reinvent the wheel, okay? We're not creating something or out of nothing, out of thin air. It's just that they're products that are snacks or candies, but we just offer them in either a different flavor, a different color, different package size. All these factors come into play when your customer is wanting to buy something. You know, if I have a competition, I have a competitor that's selling it, you know, a 10-pack for $20, I can make it and sell 16-pack for $22. You're getting more, and it's maybe a dollar or two more. I end up getting the buy box, okay? That's one of the most just awesome things about having a registered brand, private label, do-it-yourself. I mean, all of that comes into play, and we get it 95%. This morning we checked, it was 95%. So, all right. So now, really quick, back to the FBA fulfillment fees. So small to large, so anywhere from less than a pound to a little bit over 2 pounds, you're looking at about $2.40 on the low size to about $4.18 plus the additional 39 cents per pound, okay? So just keep those fees in mind. Now, going to October, like I mentioned before, October, November, December, fourth quarter, the prices for the small to large actually drop. But they only drop, I'm looking at the notes I made, it's around 10 cents, 20 cents a unit. But, you know, if you're selling 1,000 units a month, or you get yourself through several hundred units, you know, 15 cents adds up, okay? So it does make a difference. So in October, December, you're looking at the small standard that's below less than 1 pound. Goes from 241 to 239, okay? If you're going to a large standard size, which is 1 pound or less, but the package dimensions are considered large, and I'll get into that in a little while, that goes to 288 from 299. That's 11 cents, okay? And then you're going to the large standard size over 2 pounds. It goes from 418 down to 396. And the per pound over 2 pounds, they start charging you per pound, goes from 39 cents to 35 cents, okay? So you've got, again, you're saving some money, and that can accumulate. Trust me, it'll add up. So here's some examples, all right? So a large standard size. you've got, it gives an example here, a large standard size of 1 pound or less, like a T-shirt, where you've got a dimension of 8.5 by 6 inches, 8.5 by 6 inches by 1 inch, and it's a little bit over a quarter of a pound. It's going to be around $3.28 for the fee, the FBA fee, not the referral fee. Keep that in mind. Referral fee is a percentage of your price point, okay? You got the price point, they're going to take a percentage, and you're going to get an FBA fee tacked on, okay? So keep those fees in mind. Oversized products. So now keep this in this again in mind. Again, you guys are watching my videos. You're probably food producers. You're making a food product. It's not really going to apply to you unless you're selling a 100-pound piece of candy, which is highly unlikely. Oversized product tier price points, they start to get much, much pricier. Anywhere from like a $7 up to $140. If you've got special oversized, the FBA fulfillment fees can go up quite a bit. Okay, and that would probably be like if you're, I don't know if you would if there's a lot of sellers doing this, but if you have an enormously large flat screen TVs or something and you're FBAing it, the fees can get into nearly $200 or more for those types of products. But again, your price point's higher too, so it's kind of, you know. So as far as the price points and the FBA fees, I'm just going through these notes really quick. From what you're going to be packaging, the what I package, in many of the cases, the biggest thing I have got is like a 2 or 3 pound, let me just close this, is like a 2 or 3 pound package of nuts or snacks. Those are the fees. You're looking at about like $2 to $4 for those types of transactions, okay? When you're getting to something much, much bigger, which really wouldn't apply to you, because most of the stuff that you're selling, if it's a ketchup, a salsa, a candy, or a snack, you're looking at about, on the highest side, probably around $4 and change, okay? Now, remember again, when you're creating your price point, keep in mind there's a referral fee. It's a percentage of that price point, okay? As an example, this is just an example. If you've got a $10, sorry about that, excuse me one second. If you've got a $10 item and you've got, you know, you're looking at like a 1% fee for that, you're going to be looking at like 10, 15, 12%, or 12 cents, I'm sorry. So if it's like 1.25%, 1.5%, you know, 10 to 12 cents on top of that additional, on top of the additional FBA fees. So just keep that in mind. Again, price points for your product, or it takes into consideration, and then the FBA fees. Okay, so there's two separate fees and they come into play. So just keep that in mind. So I hope that explains a little bit about the FBA fees and how they work. And based upon the size of the types of products that you're probably sending in, if you are sending stuff in, or if you're thinking about sending stuff in, most of your snacks and food products aren't going to weigh 20 or 30 pounds. So that's a good thing. So remember that, and I hope you guys liked the video. If you did, if it was informative, do give me a thumbs up. If you have any questions about FBA fees in regards to the category, the gourmet food category, just let me know down below. I appreciate that. And thank you guys for subscribing. And remember, if you've got someone that you know who could benefit from my videos, please feel free to share them with them or let them know about my channel. I've appreciate all the subscribers that you guys are watching my videos and giving me feedback. And again, lastly, really also really quick, super excited about the private labeling and the co-packing process. We are still working on that. And again, I will do a video as soon as we are up and running with it. There's just a few things. We're kind of some kinks that we're working out. And I'll let you guys know when that's available. And again, we are going to offer, we're going to have an extensive list of products that we want to offer. It is going to be well over 100 plus products. Not necessarily saying that you will obviously package all of those, but somewhere in there, I'm sure there'll be a few things that you may be interested in, and we'll let you know.